We're here at the American Seed Trade Association's annual meeting, 132nd annual meeting in Washington, D.C. And with me is John Schoenecker, who is the chairman of ASTA with HM Close in California. And John, this meeting, which is held, what, every 3 years, I guess, in D.C., you have a storm the hill going to visit members in the House and the Senate. What are some of the issues that you were able to talk to lawmakers about that are important to the seed industry?
Well, one thing is we wanted to get up there and let them know about the seed industry, the value of the seed industry to the U.S. farmer, and also the value that the U.S. seed industry brings to farmers around the world, and that we are really very much a global industry. A lot of what we do in our breeding programs, in our crop programs, we have to do in different places of the world to take care of, take advantage of seasonal advantages so that we can move new products to the market quicker. So one of the things we talked about were import, export, and trade issues. We were up promoting the Trade Promotion Authority, and that was one of the subjects that was very important to our members, and we think agriculture in general. We also talked about the availability of genetic resources in our national plant germplasm system and some of the specialty programs like GEM that are kind of a subset of our genetic resources in the country and the value of those to the breeding industry and ultimately to the farmer and consumer, and how important it was that the government support those efforts. And as part of that, while the U.S. has a great germplasm bank, real large and sophisticated management of that, there's other germplasm resources around the world that are very much important also to supplement that, to bring new qualities and characteristics to the American plant breeder. And to make that happen, we think the United States needs to be part of the International Treaty for Plant Genetic Resources. So that's one of the things we promoted with our senators, to get that out of committee, get it on the floor, get it voted on, so that the United States can be part of that. It won't impose any cost on us, but it'll put us at the table to help make that a rational and functioning system for our U.S. breeders and really for breeders around the world. So we think that's very important as another piece of support for the seed trade and for seed breeders.
Well, and a lot going on the Hill this week, and one of the things that's really important to the seed industry is GMO labeling. And the fact that we've got states that are implementing their own laws. We've got a bill in the House that we had a hearing on today. Tell us a little bit about the seed trade, how important this issue is to have something consistent nationwide as far as labeling is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely important to our customers and to support our customers. We're strong advocates of the H.R. 1599. A bill that formalizes methodologies with our regulatory systems to have voluntary labeling of non-GMO crops. So we're very much supporters of that. You know, as a seed industry, we do label our crops. We sell them. They're added value. We're very proud of those products. But to put a system in place that makes mandatory labeling of GM crops, we just don't think is the right way to go. It's going to impose a lot of cost on the food system and tracking and testing, and it's not really going to bring any value to the consumer.
Another timely issue for your industry this week is National Pollinator Week, and this is a big deal as far as the industry is concerned and agriculture in general. So tell us about some of the things you've talked to lawmakers about regarding pollinators and their importance to the seed industry.
Well, some of these new initiatives we're very supportive of for a lot of reasons. Pollinators are very important. We grow seed. To grow seed, you need to have pollination. We use pollinators in our business, in our seed production fields. They're important, you know, at all levels of agriculture, from the seed we produce, you know, to the crops our customers grow. So we're very supportive of that. We also have products that are great for pollinators, wildflowers, different flowers and plants for habitat, and so it's an opportunity for us to offer our products to kind of meet the needs to really, you know, feed and provide healthy habitat for our pollinators. So we're very supportive of all these efforts.
Well, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack helped kick off your meeting. It took time out of his very busy schedule to be here. Tell us about that.
Well, I always very impressive speaker, He is a passionate supporter of agriculture, always very supportive of the seed business. We interact a lot with his department in many, many areas, from phytosanitary regulations, import, export, GM regulatories, and just a whole host of things. And their department's always been very supportive. Secretary Vilsack's been very supportive. A wonderful speaker, has a great vision for agriculture, for rural America. So a real supporter of our business, and it was just a real pleasure to have him here. You're right, he's a very busy person. Walks in, says what he needs to say, answers questions, and he's on to the next meeting. So it was really a great way to kick off our meeting here.
As chairman of the American Seed Trade Association this past year, what were some of your priorities, and how do you feel that you've moved forward in the last year in your chairmanship?
Well, you know, as chairman, you're really representing your members, and the members set the priorities. As you might know, we redid our strategic plan a couple years ago, and one of the things we knew as an organization we needed to do better was be advocates for our business and for agriculture. So we took that up as the theme for my year as chairman. It's really the theme of this meeting and why we're in Washington, is to advocate for the goals of the seed business. So it's really come together wonderfully. As you mentioned, we had a number of people up on the Hill advocating on various issues for the seed business. We've tried to carry that theme throughout our convention. We've given our members training so that they know how to handle it. We're encouraging them to keep the momentum they've developed here going when they go back home, and to make contact with their representatives in their home district, you know, get them out to their places of business, show them what they're doing, help educate them about the importance of the seed business in agriculture. So we're trying to carry that theme through everything we're doing here this week.
Well, one of the things that was done during your chairmanship was this great video that we saw during lunch, and we saw it actually in December also at CSS that was kind of debuted. Tell us about that video and how it fits into your communications strategy with ASTA and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Well, we're trying to develop messages that will speak to really all levels, from our customers to our customers' customers, and ultimately to the end consumer. And one of the themes that we've really identified, and just is almost so obvious but so powerful, is that seed impacts every bit of our life, from, you know, the fuel in your car, the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the grass you play on, you know, the bees that need habitat and food. So really everything that we really depend on as humans and as our national economy starts with the seed. So we've really developed that theme. We have some really nice, as you mentioned, the little vignette we have on video is really powerful and really brings that message home in a very passionate way. So we're really, really pleased about that.
That's really all the questions I have, John. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, Cindy. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We look forward to a great meeting here and another good one next year. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, John Schoenecker, the chairman of ASTA here at the annual meeting in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.